Hoşçakalın. Olursa kutluyum.
Kama akuwa mkisa mkuweleza kwa uweleza nage mkusaba okilize
midwife request you
nafe tukuweleze
and you accept will mean something in the name of our master Jesus.
Sima nyonsa bide yochi.
I don't know why you prayed for me.
Wali wata ansabide.
Is there anyone who has not prayed for me?
Tusaba nafe mtusabide kwa mulinya lya Yesu.
We too will request you pray for us in the name of Jesus.
Tugorele kwa kumikono nafe mtusabide.
You stretch your hands and pray for us at least. May God bless you.
The
Bible says,
The Spirit was in the office.
Maybe that he never got fulfilled. They are still praying for him. But we are no more praying for
Abraham.
They are already home in heaven. Now we thank God that they are already gotten in heaven. We too will fight to get right there. Praise Jesus. But as we fight to get fulfilled, we are entering the
Rings
of heaven. But we are going to see those. Let's get the word of wisdom. I pray you make this covenant with God. 2 Chronicles 15:13. Let's begin from verse 12. The word of wisdom. Our covenant of seeking God. Second Chronicles 15 from verse 12. Praise Jesus. And they entered the covenant to seek the God of their forefathers. Not our forefathers in nations, clans, and languages.
We
have 24 elders in the kingdom of heaven.
And
they have a living God, our Master Jesus. That is our Father. That is the Holy Spirit. The covenant we enter within of seeking God of our forefathers according to the holy priesthood in heaven. What would have called our forefathers? They are the 24 elders whom we see surrounding the throne of God on the other image in the third heaven. That is the God we want to be seeking. And they made a covenant to seek him.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Kibenge endagaano gy'oli.
Let it be like a covenant to you.
Kubanga tutera okukola endagaano nyingi.
For we always make many covenants.
Siva mu nsi muno nga sivuze
mmotoka. That I'm not getting out of this world without driving a car.
Eyo ndagaano.
That is a covenant.
No, no fuba.
And you try.
Era endagaano ezimu zibeera bwezityo nga tezituukiridde.
Some of the covenants are like that and are not fulfilled.
Mu nsi muno nga sirinnyeeko mu America.
I will not get out of this world without reaching America.
Naye nange nkola endagaano.
Me too, I make a covenant.
Nange nva mu nsi muno nga tuuka mu ggulu.
I'm leaving this world to reach heaven.
Sina kuchama chama mu
wantu wala. I shouldn't get converted to another place.
Wesimanyi ndagaano kijjo ogenda kola ne
Katonda. I don't know what covenant I'm going to make with God.
Naye emu ku ndagaano ze nkola naye.
One of the covenants I make with him.
Ndeko kudde waka mu ggulu.
I must go back home in heaven.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Omala akole ndagaano naagamba.
Another makes a covenant and says.
Siri va munsi muno nga siri sizimbye kukalina.
I'll never leave this world without building a flat house.
Naye nange nkola ndagaano ne Katonda.
We try make a covenant with God.
Ndeko kuba nombiri ogudda mu ggulu wevira munsi
muno. Must have a body going back to heaven when I
come
to
wafe Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Wali ona fe ndagaano zetu yingira.
There are covenants we to enter in.
Ngaza kunonya Katonda.
They are for seeking God.
Kunonya bwa kabaka bwa Katonda no butukirivu.
Kingdom of God and righteousness.
Abantu nga bakole ndagaano.
As people make many other covenants,
we call endagaano nokunonya Katonda.
You make a covenant to seek God.
Ebisigadde agenda kuongerako bwongezi.
The rest is going to just add on to them to you.
Omuntu yenna gwe mukola naye akalagaani.
Any person you make a covenant with,
tasobola kuleka noyita wekka.
They cannot forsake you and you just move alone.
Ababiri bateekwa okuyita bonnanga bakkaanyiza.
You must move together when they have agreed.
Na waliwo endagaano eri wakati waabwe.
There is a covenant in their midst.
Nga bwe tubisoma mu Amos 3:3.
As we read in Amos 3:3.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ababiri tebasobola kuyita bonna.
Two cannot move together.
Okujjako nga amaze okukkaanya.
Unless when they have first agreed.
Buli awali okukkaanya.
Everywhere there is agreement.
Waliwo endagaano.
There is a covenant.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tuse kukubanga tulagana ne Katonda afo kumunonya.
We must covenant with our God to seek
Singa him. Singa kino.
If we shall do this.
Onyoruda ko lugamba bwe
rute. Next verse says what? 2 Chronicles 15:13.
Ulide ebiriwo.
You heard what happens?
Mhm.
Buli atakirize kunoonya Katonda
atibwenga. Let them be killed.
Okufa kuno
this day
sikwe kwa mubiri kankana.
It's not of the body right
now. Babu atibwa.
But they are still killed.
Bagenda mugeena.
They go in hell.
Edabali ndido kufa kuwo kubi.
And they are waiting for the second death.
Yenyanje yomuliro.
The lake of fire.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Echo chini ndagane ilishua.
That covenant is sure.
Buli atanoonye Katonda
omulamu. When one would not seek the living God.
Alino kutibwa.
They must be killed.
Bamusanu se munyanje yomuliro.
That will be melted in the lake of fire.
Ati fabagalo sikire ku.
Now we want to inherit heaven.
Tuyigira mundagano kunonya Katonda.
We enter a covenant to seek God.
Ati ne yatusubiza.
And he promised us.
Njagara banjagara.
I love them who love me.
Na banyikiro kunonya.
And they will diligently seek me.
Bali ndaba.
They will find me.
Tutunulirangero 8:17
kwe tugamba. Verse 17 saying
Yeremia 29
Jeremiah 29
11 to 12
ntibwe mulindaba
we mulinonya mulindaba
when you seek me you'll find me
we mulineke nenya no mutima gombe gonna
search me with all your heart
ndibawa ebirungi
I'll give you
okusinga entandikwa bwe yali
good things more than your beginning
kunkomero mba we birungi ebisinga
o I'll give you better things
kubanga nide biruze ebirungi
I have good thoughts
erimwe
on towards you
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
byonna byetukola
all things we do
wetaga yendagano yokunonya Katonda
we need the covenant of seeking God
luli wakola ngendagano gazi ndino siba buli mwezi
used to make a covenant they said you must fast every month
na inze sija siba buli mwezi
but me I'll not
buli mwezi ninonya Katonda
every month I have to seek
God ndino kubako wentu so kumutegeya
I must reach somewhere in
understanding.
I expect you to take it like
way. We no more
take cars, we take seeking God. Cars have to rather come to us.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bible yegamba.
Bible says.
Okwagala ebintu.
Love of things.
Uba okwagala sente.
Or the love of money.
Nsibuko yebyebintu.
The root of all evil.
Kati kyenkola.
Now what I do.
Nze sinze njagala sente.
I don't love money.
Sente zino okunjagala.
Money must love me.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Buli oyagala omuntu.
Every time you love someone.
Omurondo ulajagenzi.
Follow them wherever they go.
Mubifebi byo sobolo genda nayo.
In the bad places you can follow them.
Baba mujaro ba mwami inzo nogena mubara. Kubanga aliye yo atengo omwagala.
Husband you can even go to.
Nagamba nywanyu ako nawe. Urumu omwagala mbe. Kati nange
nitu
nsaba Katonda omulamu
I pray the living God
sente fizi twagale bwagazi tulondole zijeje tulye
let money and follow us
buliwe tuberanga zigoberera
anywhere we are which is you follow
buli lwogwa mukwagala ko
muntu follow the love of a human being you are the one who follow them
sibwe bibadde da sibwe biri
like that
We
speak of that. Go back in the love.
Even
the one who's
in the friend.
When you discover them, you seek them in their homes.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we shouldn't fall in love of money, for when you fall in it, you follow it. It can drive you into anything. Let's pray so much. Go to accept money to fall in love with us. And it will be following us and haunting for us. For he says, all blessings will come upon you.
Deuteronomy 28.
Have you read it? All blessings will follow you themselves. You've understood it? When you
get
the covenant of
sin,
the rest just come towards us. Even curses just come to people. Is there no one
who
ever sat down?
And he said,
Lord, today, I pray for a curse.
Follow
people. No one asks
for it.
Why don't blessings follow us? But we pray for them, Lord. I pray
you bless
us this day. You say they will follow you. I want to do one thing. I seek the Lord. I get the magnet. That is God. And they follow me. We would have made that covenant.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
let's see God.
And
the rest he adds them to us. These blessings will follow you. I don't want to seek for them. I want you to follow me. What do you want it to happen to you? I want the blessing to follow you. The word of wisdom is like this. Make a covenant to seek God. The blessings will follow you.
I'm
not going to haunt it on the mountain. Not even in fasting. Not even repentance. That you're sowing seeds. But they will follow you. We want the word of God to be truthful as it is. That they will follow you. They will haunt you wherever you are. That is what I want in the name of Jesus. All of us to
abide
to us. They who are determined to seek our living God. And they will say, whoever lies in this covenant, let him die. Before you die in the body, you already died in spirit. Even the rest get to be finished. We're going to make a covenant in this world. And we seek God until the world is filled with the one true God of knowledge. To fulfill the intention of this ministry.
Full knowledge of God,
which is called full knowledge of God, international ministry.
The
world will be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory as the waters spread over the sea. Second Chronicles 15 verse 14. You hear what happens?
Maybe
we already began to test even it. Is it not like that, Pastor? If we shall see him, he will rest all our sights. Who has a king which looks disfigured now? Who is being troubled? Yes, we
promise you.
When you see God, we define him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You've
never faced
him.
When you see God and you see him, go
on
to him who brings
forth.
Even see that
post,
you tell the angel to attack. The angel of fire pass here. All these words to be stuck in our hearts. We prepare ourselves. Go back to the journal of heaven. Listen like this. That they should happen. They will not fail to happen. But woe unto him who brings them. Why is it woe unto him who brings them?
kiki ekiri awo okumusanga awo
lwakubaawohabatoli
owetegere
maiko
owekitala malayika w'omuliro bamulinze wali zimusanze simanyi olabika ekigambo ekyolabika tokitegeeranga
bulungi
kiri banagamba
bona
alumba amerika
zikusanze
balina ennyonyi mu bbanga
ezitalabikamumazzi
balinayo
zirubbirabalina
amaje agabuli ngeri kati kuba ogirumbira
zikusanzekatonda
agenda okukugamba
nti
mwana wange zisanze aleeta ebizibu ku
bulamu
aba yategesa amaje tomanyi na muwendo aba yategese ddangagaagabibagezeeko obugeza bandabe
let them try and test of me
yesu
yebazimulimu
ebigambo byo nga bikulu nga naye
tetubirowoozangaomusajja
yogerata tizisanze abireeta
aba
yeetegese kwenkana
kiprepared Second Chronicles 15 verse 16.
Yerane maka nina asa kabaka namugoba mwanama sori.
Wali wone byolino okumalirira.
There are things you have to get determined.
Mama ono kabaka.
The
yali morogo.
This king was a witch.
Yamugoba.
He chased her off her position.
Okiriza kintu kyonaki kutawanya mkono nya katonda.
Don't accept anything trouble against
sin. Sindikeri.
You cast them aside.
Sajja akugambye nti ne bwe liba liisonga lye
likutawanya
tetwogera ku lino
ayinza
okuba nabbi yakutawanya omulabi omulabi
bamuyita
nabbi
bw'aba
yakutawanya nga yeliiso nkuuleko teeka eri nabbi
w'obulimbasule
banaabatuma ebigere nga kikutawanya ebigere biteme ku ssuula wali teweetawanya na bannabbi bakumalira
budde
kaakati ono yali mama wa kabaka naye nga mulogo
a mother of the king by the witch
tunoonya katonda ologa
see God you will be witching
woli mama fa wano
kwera your mother get aside
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kasitoma ro kumalirira okunoonya katonda
you get determined to see God
buli kyolaba mu bulamu bwonga tunoonya katonda kyo tekimunoonya
you see no
life either
you seeking God cast it aside
ate amagezi gali bwegati
wisdom is this
bw'oba weggyako nga muntu omwejjangako era mu magezi
nemukutegeeraomugambe
ekintu kimu
jja
tugende tusome
katonda
bwagaana ngaomuganzi ababiri tebasobola kuyita bonna kujjako nga
bakkaiko
ngaomwana ebyawoyo
ngaakutukirako
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
ekintu kiri kimu
the thing is one
tukole endagaano
let's make a covenant
okunoonya katonda
to seek God
ati nno ziryoke zisange
now it will walk unto him
oyo aleeta ebizibu ku bulamu bwaffe
bring problems upon our lives second Kings 15 verse 16
asa natema ekifaananyi kye n'akifuula enfuufu n'akyokera ku kagga kiduloni naye ebifo ebigulumivu tebyaggibwawo mu isirayiri naye omutima gwa asa
owulidde ono
ennaku
ze zonna ez'obufuziye yali mutuukirivu teyagye kabaka ataagwako
wadde
omanyi omuntu amalidde oleka
ekibi
ogoba maama wo
namasole
queen abadde mukazi wa
kitaawo
kugobye osinza otya setaani
wa how can you worship the devil here
endagaano gitulimu yakunoonya
katondakankubuulire
ekkanisa yonna mu nsi
every church in the world
njogera ne malaika gabriyeri mu kaseera
with angel gabriel right now
anoonye buli bantu abeerimbisa embu banoonya katonda naye nga banoonya
biralaabaandike
mu nsi yonna
expose them in the entire world
mu ngeri y'okwolesebwa mu birooto
muliwo kuba
bano be bali mu ffe
for the ones in us
nga misege eri abadde amaliba
gendi
bebannamasole bano
betuagakanisa
aga aganenewetuze tuva nga
balogokituufu
obulokozi bwane banga buva mu
era
nga asa bwe yali obulokozi bwa isali mu
bireeranaye
amuzaala
mulogo
yamugoberawo
he chased her away
ndamu kungamba gwanza
don't tell me again you are my mother
omanyenzo okubalwa nga anze eyambulira ejiri yali gundi
you may be the same The one who preached, he failed. You want to insist those
days.
This was saying, if you give me birth and you're a witch, by the time you birth me, you are not a witch. What made you a witch? If you were a witch, I would have been a witch myself. But you become a witch along the way. Now, mother, I've chased you.
Oba wazali wa mukanisa
yawa born in what church
na yikasaba amaro kubanga bavudde
ku bazimu they got off truth
ne bagenda mu burugo
and they went to be wizards
bagobere
you chase them
bajene mutima
you put them out of your heart
kuranga kabaka ashe yagoba mama we
this king Asa chased his own mother out of his life
ne wangu bade wabulirwa wenjiri na olokoka
you have preached the gospel to go
ne mwe babanga bachi usenjiri
if they changed the gospel
ne bava kuyamazima
and they left of the truth
ne badda mu bintu ebira
and they went to other things
bagobe mbura mu
chased them out of your life
mu amazima
the one true god
ne kusa yesu ya tuma
Christ Jesus
is ekigambe kya magezi
that is the word of wisdom
kama akuwa mukisa
God bless you
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We
want to be proceeding on and by name and voice.
Apostle
Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa.
We
love you so much in the name of Jesus. Thank you for diligently seeking the living God. As you continue to study and understand
Him,
that mind so much on your things you need. After minding on the will of God. What is done in heaven should be done on earth. Now God to have things He wants. Even though you too you want your own things. But when you mind on the will of God,
you
too will mind on your own things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
want to proceed on with the journey of heaven.
We will
move through the Bible for 7 years. From
2005
to 2011. Starting from planet Earth where we are. Stretching through the kingdom of the stars, passing the northern door of heaven, and we enter the first heaven where we find the Jerusalem city. As we get in the second heaven where we find the four living creatures, and we got the third heaven where we find the throne of God. The movement of the heavens appear like that and reaching up above the heavens and the beginning where the new heavens and the new earth are. Praise Jesus.
But
the journey was moved through the Bible for 7 years. The 7 years God was revealing the Holy Spirit in His fullness and the seven spirits of the Lord which appear in the lampstand like there. And these seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God. There is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge of God, and the Spirit of fear of God. They are the seven years. They reveal the Holy Spirit in the full, the seven spirits of God. They are the seven eyes of God.
We've
been studying on them many times. The word journey moved through the Bible, it means not adding within, not even subtracting from Holy Scriptures, not even twisting or distorting. It's not acceptable, but to preach and to teach, command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little, there a little. And the John of the Bible, it continues to show all things in the Holy Scriptures that they existed, they were, and they will be.
Yes,
praise Jesus in their life. That's why you see these images and they try to reveal and demonstrate all of the things.
We'll
reveal the entire Bible in the images, everything I try to speak of.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in revealing this mystery, because our Master speaks in John chapter 5, verse 39, that all scriptures speak about Him. This mystery of God is the one we reveal. The Bible tells us in Revelation 10, verse 7, that before the last trumpet
is
sounded,
ekyama kya Katonda kirina okuba nga kimaze
okubikkulirwa
mubakolosaayi 1:12
23 the mystery of God is the Master Jesus, and with these are things in heavens and on earth, from planet earth where we are reaching to the third heaven. Praise Jesus. He is the mystery of God, and the seasons he promised us in John 14:20, that on that day you will know that you are within me and I am within you. Now we've gotten to understand that what is in heaven and on earth, it is the body of Christ, and they are within Christ himself.
In
John 1:16, he says that from his fullness we were all given. All of us are branches of our Master Jesus. From the 24 elders from the third heaven, in the second heaven, the four living creatures, thousands of angels in the Jerusalem city of the first heaven, thousands of stars, the moon and the sun, the hell, the 10 planets and their fullness, all they are branches on the board of the Lord Jesus. John 15:1-5, he is the rock from which we are cut, in Isaiah 51. Praise Jesus. And within him he is known as the mystery of God, and within him are many secrets. Praise Jesus so much. Bible speaks of them, and it says nothing which is hidden which will not be revealed. As you see Matthew 8:16-17, that everything which is hidden, they will be revealed, they will be exposed in light. And he promised in Isaiah 6, and he said right from verse 9, go speak to them that hearing you will be hearing, but you would never understand. Seeing you will see, but you would never perceive. The Holy Spirit asks in Isaiah, how long will this happen? And
it's
answered by the Father saying, until the latter days.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he repeated in Daniel 12, and he said that it will be revealed in the latter days, and the seals of this book will be removed,
but
people will understand, knowledge will increase.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It fulfills Isaiah 11 verses 9, that the world be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread over the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. Thus we can see the mystery of God, our Master Jesus. The Spirit has revealed all to us, and within the mystery of God we began on it, you have not been here, and we've been seeing many things. We saw our habitable earth, known as the planet Earth, and some of the things within it. And we saw other 9 planets. These 9 planets, with our planet, make a total of 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We moved out, saw the kingdom of the stars, their numerous numbers and their lives, their glories. We saw hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where he imprisons with various spirits, found in the kingdom of the stars. We saw principalities in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus. We headed to the door of heaven. Praise Jesus. And we entered the Jerusalem city. Praise Jesus so much. We saw this heaven on the door of heaven, and we saw heaven is circular in appearance, even the hardness of it. And we saw that the heavens with the stars and the planets, it was the last created heaven, and it makes the rim below.
Yes, he was.
Praise
you.
Jesus.
Like
we heard in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, from verse 6 unto 8.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we discover there is even the rim above. According to John chapter
8,
verse
23,
that we are in the rim below, and the Lord Jesus was coming from the rim above. We discovered it, that in the rim above, three other heavens are there. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 to 5, and we decided to first see the first created heaven in the rim above,
where
the Jerusalem city of heaven
yes,
is. Praise Jesus. We've been seeing many things from you in this city of Jerusalem. We discovered three types of Jerusalems. Jerusalem, who is in Canaan on earth, in Israel, here on planet earth, here we are. And this one is an image of the Jerusalem in heaven. Praise Jesus. Jerusalem in Canaan, when we are seeing in Joshua 10, verses 1 to 2. We saw him there in Canaan, in Israel. Praise Jesus. And we left from there. When we passed the door of heaven, when we are ascending, and we saw Jerusalem of heaven. Praise Jesus. That's why we started in Hebrews
11
verse 8
unto
16. We saw this Jerusalem of heaven, which God built himself. Hebrews 12:22. Praise Jesus. We saw the way you
pass
the door of heaven and you enter there, in the Jerusalem city. Now in the last things covered, we are seeing the homelands in the Jerusalem city, in the different types of stones. This is what we covered from you. The homelands in the Jerusalem city, there are 12 of homelands. There is a homeland. The first one is made of the stone called jasper. The second homeland is made up of stone called sapphire. We have a third homeland, made of stone called chalcedony. We have the fourth homeland, the fourth one, with that stone called emerald. What we speak about, it is not a city, but it is beyond a city. There are many skyscrapers within, and it is very big. You cannot fit one homeland on planet Earth. We saw the fifth homeland,
it's
made of this stone, sardonyx. We saw the sixth homeland,
it's
made of that stone called sardius. And the sixth homeland, that sixth street, what stretches from our planet. When you enter the first heaven, you reach the sixth street, and you pass through it and reach its gate. We are about to bring those images out clear. We have the seventh homeland,
chrysolite,
that stone, chrysolite.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ate tulina homeland yomunana.
We have the eighth homeland.
Ekolebwe jinjalya beryl.
It's made of that stone beryl.
Tulina homeland yomwenda.
We have the ninth homeland.
Ekolebwe jinjalya topaz.
It's made up of stone called topaz.
Tulina homeland yekomi.
We have the tenth homeland.
Ekolebwe jinjalya chrysoprase.
We have that stone chrysoprase.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina homeland yokomi ne.
We have the 11th homeland.
Ekolebwe jinjalya jacinth.
It's made of that stone jacinth.
Ate tulina homeland yokomi ne
biri. We have the 12th homeland.
Ekolebwe jinjalya eria amethyst.
Made up of that stone amethyst.
Mujja kuyiga okubyatula mu linnya lya Yesu.
You will learn to speak yes, the name of Jesus. Praise Jesus.
Naye zizo na homeland.
But those are the homelands.
Ziri mu kibuga Yerusalemu
ekyomu. In the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
even
though
there is the new Jerusalem, which is found above the heavens,
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nga bitwala mu kubikulirwa abiri
mu. Like we see Revelation 21
olisoka,
verses 1 unto 5.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So which ne tutunulira nyo Yerusalemu
yona. Now thus we look at Jerusalem of heaven which is right now.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Twalaba gates 12.
We saw the 12 gates upon it.
Twalaba walls 12.
We saw the 12 walls.
Gates seasonal.
These gates.
Buri gate yebegalawo street emu.
Each gate clothes one street.
Iranga street zino obengudo zayo.
And the roads right there.
Zikolebwa amayi zikolebwa zabu oenda bilwamu.
Made of gold or glass.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Atali wobye twakulaba ko byali bingi.
We saw many things we were not.
Twalaba gate mone street eyo kubiri.
We saw the second street.
Ne gate eyo kubiri.
And the second gate.
Era twalaba street eyo kusatu.
And we saw the third street.
Ne gate eyo kusatu.
And the third gate.
Ne tujja tulaba street eyo kona.
We saw the fourth street.
Ne gate eyo kona.
And the fourth gate.
Ne tujja tulaba street eyo kutano.
We saw the fifth street.
Ne gate eyo kutano.
And the fifth gate.
Tulaba street eyo mukaga.
We saw the sixth street.
Gate eyo mukaga.
Gate.
Street yomusanvu.
The seventh street.
Then the gate yomusanvu.
And the seventh gate.
Street yomunana.
Eighth street.
Natuongera tulaba street yomunana.
And so the eighth gate.
Gate yomunana.
Then eighth gate.
Street yomunana. Yomwenda munne.
The ninth street.
Paka ku street neho ne gates 12.
And to the street and 12 gates.
Atene bugwe.
Even the walls.
Zibera 12 okusira ko mulandira.
Also 12 to cover those homelands.
Ne twakulaba ko bulungi bu.
But we saw a lot of beauty upon.
Ekibuga kino tujja kudda mtu kirabe.
This city we shall show it again.
Ne kati tugenze mase katege ekibuga.
Now we've gone in the center of this Jerusalem city. Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ba malaika bonanga bavudde mu homeland ziri.
All the angels as they come from their homelands.
Wamu nabatukufu
together with the saints
baje mu masekati yako.
They come in the center of that
heaven
to worship and to praise God,
kwebaza,
to thank the Lord,
kugulumiza Katonda,
to glorify God.
Niba bagenda kubatuma kuwelezea,
they are going to be sent to minister here,
baso kane baje okukanya le Katonda,
first report here to agree with God.
Baje wana masekati,
they come in the central
central yo,
the central
yeno je twabade tugezaako okujja mu muli,
what we tried to bring out right there,
subulo kulengerako ate bili mu central,
that you may see what is within the central of that first heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tujja kulaba no masekati.
We shall see in the central
wetuli kankano
where we are right now.
Erango wetuba twandura masekati gechibuga kino Yerusalemu.
Introduce the central of Jerusalem of heaven.
Tudamu okwanirizibwa bwetu.
We are welcomed again like this.
Ebrania 12:22. Tukwaniriza kankano mu kibuga Yerusalemu masekati gacho.
Come you in the Jerusalem city in the midst of it. Hebrews
12:22.
Praise Jesus. We've come where there's a great gathering. And all of them get from the city. And they come in the central. In the central and they gather from there. Praise Jesus. The seasons of gathering, they are there. That's why we are told down here. In Hebrews 10. We shouldn't forsake fellowship. For they even in heaven they are like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They come in the central to gather. And some of the things show that that's where they come for fellowship. That's in the middle where the cherubim are. That's where we're going to first see what is called the middle of the city.
It's
Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinzira ku Ezekiel.
According to Ezekiel.
Esura eno eyo 10.
Ezekiel chapter 10.
Bageta kulaga oyimuko ebyo.
They are going to show you some of the things.
Ebiri masekati gechibuga kino.
Which are in the central of this city.
Iranga bano beba kerubi betugendo soko kulaba.
These are the cherubims we're going to first see.
Bakerubi.
The cherubim.
Beba akula mu chikula kino.
They are the ones who appear in that form.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Babira bagulumivu.
They are very very tall.
Era tugenda kumanya ibakwata
ko. We don't know what concerns them.
Kerubi ayawukana nebiramu ebira.
A cherubim is different from four living creature.
Ate ayawukana ne baserafi.
And is different from the seraphs.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tujja tuka akasira ko kwaula.
We shall reach a moment of separating.
Malaika,
an angel,
kerubi,
a cherubim,
ebiramu ebira,
the four living creatures,
baserafi,
and the seraphs.
tujja kuba tugenda maaso
n'okubaawulanaye
kankano tusoose tulabe
bakerubi
abali mu kibuga kino yerusaalemu masekati
ezekiel 10
ponya olusooka
mubbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya ssabbiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
The
mercy seat is found in the midst of the cherubim. When you look at the image showing this heaven, that one which is last here, one would have called the firmament above them,
which
it is called the first heaven, according to the mystery we revealed last time. When we are revealing the mystery that
In
Genesis chapter 1 from verse 8,
Bible
says,
and
the firmament he called it heaven.
When
I reached Jerusalem city,
above
their heads, it appeared like us as we look up there, and you look at the up heaven. Because for them they are near to getting closer to it. When they stretch their hands, their wings, they reach the top of the door of heaven. And they stretch from the ground of the heaven. You cannot bring them to fit in planet Earth. They are very, very tall. We shall be seeing their height. Praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on with Ezekiel. Ezekiel 10 verse 2. Listen clearly.
Angels
in the Jerusalem city are very tall. According to Revelation 10,
we
want to show you the height of an angel. But what surprises, when you read the center of this city, when the angel is entering in the midst of the
cherubim,
his height is just on their knees level, down.
He's
entering like you will enter a house, but
it's remained
very tall, up a very storied house. Now he enters the cherubim,
and
he's like a short human being.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The cherubim are very tall and they are very high. But even though they are tall, they have remained worshiping God. They praise the Lord. They thank you for creating them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They were made into types of stones on their bodies. The spirit within them is like of ours. The spirit which is giving life. It is like ours. The body which was built for them is what is different from ours. They remained glorifying God. When an angel is entering within them, in the midst there is an altar there, the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. We are heading to see that also. When an angel is entering in the middle of them, he enters in the middle, in the midst of them. That altar, it too is taller than the angel.
We
cannot get fire out of the altar like this. The cherubim are the one who gave fire, and they hand it to him as the angel down there. But he's taller than angel. Let's read of the angel.
How tall.
When they are in Jerusalem, the height they appear.
We
want to know many things which are surprising on a living God, which seems to be within the church for a long time, which make jealousy another nation. Out of which the things came first. But it's a promise of God. I'll make you jealousy with a foolish nation. These words you see today, they have appeared in Israel and they never understood them. God has come to explain them through the nation of God, to make Israel jealousy, perhaps to save some of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So when you hear these words, hold them because you're going to explain them. And you make those people jealousy that they can be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Simuli munyongwa Uganda.
It's not a work of Uganda so much. And we are not worthy at all to explain those words. But God was pleased. People say the king was pleased to pass in this place.
Our God
to pass through Uganda going to those
places
in the name of Jesus. We are in Revelations 10. Revelations 10 from verse 1.
Listen,
the height of the angel appears within. And he stepped on Africa, and another foot on Atlantic Ocean. He stepped up. He stood like that. Listen now. Now it means he just stretched his legs on the planet like that and finished it. Now you are passing down him. He is watching you. These ones are very short. The height they appear in Jerusalem city.
Remember,
the Jerusalem they reside, it was not made on earth. It was made from the ground of heaven, not on a planet. What we speak of, we are found in a planet smaller than this. It's a very small thing. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Here is where we have built our cities. But them, they are seated straight from the ground of the heaven to the top of the heaven. Now they are very tall. But they too see that, yes. We too, when we get born again, when we get back to heaven, we are tall like that. That's where Mark 12 off. From 25 to 27.
He
says we are going to be like angels in heaven.
Song of Songs 10.
Song of Songs 5. From verse 5 on to 21.
Since
we are tall, we cannot get lost out of our power. I saw we are equal in height when we are with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
is a justified God. We are in tests here. If we can get pleased of whatever he does, another is short like this, another there, another like that. Now we begin to complain from there. But what surprises
us?
In heaven we are all the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
the way they appear, each one is in his own tests. To be pleased of what God did or to argue with him. But he has asked, who is this who contends with his creator?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Now let's first get pleased of what he did.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
You
can give us more things.
He's
shown you the height of this angel. But what is most surprising? In the middle of this city, he enters in the cherubim in the middle of
it.
The angel is very shorter than the cherubim. Let's proceed on here. Revelation 10, verse 3.
Maybe you'll get a marble scabio. If what comes up, we are get a marble scabio.
nali ngendo kuandika nekuye dogozi elima mukuru ngaliogera ateka akabonero kwebyo ebikwatika omusaabu byebyogedde so tebiwandiika malayika gwe nalaba ngayimiridde ku nyanja ne ku nsi nayimusa omukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati yali ayimiridde wabweru
w'ensi. Now he was standing outside planet Earth.
Naye ng'abazizza ayimiridde nga ku Africa.
But he has stood on Africa and on Indian Ocean.
Kati bw'anaaba agolola omukono
n'atuuka eno. Now he stretches his hand and reaches the heaven.
Obuwanvu.
The height of him.
Simanyi oba otegedde obuwanvu.
I don't know whether you understood the height of an angel.
Naye nkugambye baba yingira mu masikati
ga bakerubim. But when they enter the midst of the cherubim,
babera nga abampiko ate
olabira ddala.
Bali ate basigala bakyeyongera
gye. You see the others are far higher than the cherubim and they are very tall.
Mubere ndo wansi
kulebo. You are under them down there.
Nga bwe ba skyscrapers.
And this is a skyscraper.
Obo yingira mu gundi.
You enter down the lower floor down there.
Nabo bashikade bakyeyongera gye bawanvu.
Very high.
Naye bavamu okugurumiza
Katonda. But when they glorify God.
Baba limwe nanga system yenna.
For the systems of music.
System efurumia marobo.
System releasing voices.
Basi njano ugache
chi. Worship and you wonder.
Ba kubino bya muzi na dombolo
mu kanisa. Leave this, you dance in churches like that. And you begin to dance and a lot of other dances.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
though the greatness is this,
and
angels still see at all like this,
we should
read of their groups ahead there, as God showed them,
and
as they are written about here. Even though you see they are tall, but they worship God. They praise the Lord. They thank Him every time. And you look at a human being who is like a grasshopper on earth.
He
is full of pride and much madness within him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. Revelation 10, verse 6.
Naira ori aba omulamu emirembe n'emirembe. Eyatonda eggulu n'ebiramu n'ensi n'ebirimu.
Towulidde bulungi.
You've heard very well.
Neyebaza. Newankubadde malayika mugulumivu.
Even though an angel is tall.
Kati nolaba nono. Mbu senior pastor.
Now look at this. He's a senior pastor that even want to kneel down.
Simanyi prophet General One.
Yet you are the one that are worshiping him. When you see him, all of you lie down. And you clap, clap, clap as he's coming. He's like God arriving.
You
begin
to worship.
Even though an angel is tall, I tell you, enter the cherubim.
It
is like a very small thing.
Even
though they are tall and big,
he remains
saying he is worthy of the glory, worthy to be praised. Now,
you find the
pastor has made 30 miracles.
And
he's walking the court, the courts are sweeping around.
And
the courts are to down here. And
he tells
me, don't touch me, I am holy. According to what I saw, these gathered themselves a lot of beatings to themselves in tribulation and traveling in hell. For if these ones are great, they are tall, they are created in honor,
please
glorify God. But the mere human being. And the Holy Spirit asks,
who
is this man that you may visit them? And the Son of Man. More than even the angels.
These
human beings are like snails. They are like worms. But you remain visiting them?
Have
you
been
in Psalms 8?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
see the level we are in. And if it's not angels being humbled, they wouldn't have served man. But because the one who sends is the Lord, Lord,
you
are wanted to send us to your people. Like you say, you
create
your image and your likeness. You are worthy, the Lord. Let's go serve them. Not because we are greater than them. But they humble to the word of God. If we get down here, we say, those angels, we are greater than them. Why are you on earth claiming you're greater when they are in heaven, which you are working for?
Some
things that did get back to their understanding and get out of human wisdom. For we can never fit.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've gone back to Ezekiel.
We
still see cherubims in the center of the Jerusalem heaven. Ezekiel 10, verse 2.
And
the center was filled with the clouds
in
the center of the city. They are filled with clouds as you see them there. The one who enters in the midst of the
temple,
they are the angels of fire you see there. They walk on a fiery red horses. Even when it gathers fire, it comes holding it free. And
it
burns Sodom and Gomorrah. Where the cherubim gets the fire, he just touches with his fingers and he gets some fire. And the angel comes holding a luggage of fire. Now that angel,
they are going to
just burn Sodom and Gomorrah. The cherubim, which has used his fingers, the few fingers, the first one, they burned the entire Sodom and Gomorrah and finished it.
Do you
know the hand of the cherubim, wow, it is? It's very big.
He
gets a little of fire. As you've seen the height of the angel, and he comes carrying it with two hands like this, to just pour on earth like this, it can never fit there. They
punch
the entire Sodom and Gomorrah with just a
fire.
Now God is just having mass on human beings. What he wants is what he can do. But grace still holds us.
It
can pour fire upon us and we finish.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's proceed on. Ezekiel 10, verse 4. Listen, that an angel, when he enters there, in the middle of the cherubim, he stands at the sides of the wheels in the
middle
of the cherubim. He waits for fire to be gotten for him. And he will come carrying the fire with two hands.
And he will
supply 25 trillion of angels with those fire he's gotten. But all of them get. what they are going to use to burn the devils. In our prayer as we pray, there are times written, we say, angel of fire enter the midst of the altar, the altar of God, in the midst of the cherubim, and you get fire from there,
and you
part on the devils wherever they are, the powers of darknesses. You show clear angel of fire enter in the midst of the cherubim, in the middle of the cherubim, at the side of the wheels, and the cherubim will give you fire and burn powers of all false prophets. You hear how prayers are prepared. You have to show and direct them.
Oh,
that's what he had said.
That
what you agree upon hath in heaven to be done. We are lucky one thing to understand how these things are. When we understand it, are very easy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to connect with heaven. And what is done in heaven? It's what we do on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we cannot do them when you don't know them.
We
have to first get revealed of them, and we begin to do them, and we do what angels would have done. It is what we do here. You get the fire here, he goes get it. Praise Jesus. For you agree. Praise Jesus. Ezekiel 10 verse 6. Another raised one hand of himself, and he got a little fire, and he put it in the hands of the angel of fire who has come. And it took. This one stretched one hand. They have said one cherubim. And he got his hand. And he got the fire. In the altar in the midst of the cherubims. That altar is right there. Praise Jesus. Where the source of the lake of fire is. Praise Jesus.
And
he got a little gift to the angel. And the angel held the fire with two hands. And they came to burn Sodom and Gomorrah. Up to there, they still get the fire.
And this fire.
It is not you the one who burns. You must show the angel fire. Now burn here and burn the other place. Angel fire, pass here and there. Leave alone this, we've been making people
see.
I enter faith. Faster now, I hear you're going to fire. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. If he says there's an angel of fire and he goes in the middle of the cherubim, given fire from the altar,
which
is in the middle of the cherubim, that
he
will pour on the cities where the devils are. Do it as you have heard, that is the right faith. Not this
fire.
One you fire is blowing yourself. No, my brethren.
This
is what we call the wrong faith. And there is a faith which has wrong actions. And yes, God says, you burn fire upon it. But how do you do it? See how you do a wrong action, but, and you're blowing fire yourself. Ezekiel 10 verse
7.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He saw four wheels. They are the ones down there.
And I saw
another on the other side. Those are two wheels. Now there is the one also on the
east.
They are standing on two of those wheels, each one.
I don't know
if you understood me.
Cherubim
has wheels under him. But we told you a wheel is equated to the height of an angel. When he came on the side of the wheels,
yes,
praise Jesus. Wanted to understand who are the cherubim. And you may not call them angels.
For
angels have no wheels.
And they are not
tall to the height of the cherubims.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These are
found in the center of that city. Ezekiel 10, verse
9. Abana balina ekifaananyi kimu kwenkana namuziga ng'ali munda wa namuziga
zibayita four wheel.
Those are the four wheels.
Mumanyi four wheel?
You know four wheel?
Ez'emmotoka olaba togimanyi ojja kubuuza omuntu ajja gikulaba.
You ask the person who knows it, he'll show it to you.
You know,
people think they are the first to invade before God.
God has four
wheels in heaven. And the others are very tall. The wheel of that is equated to planet Earth. Just one wheel is equal to our planet in size. When I reached there, I first acted like a villager there.
From the other city,
yes, still I came from a village planned up.
I saw
things that are very different. And what is called a wheel? What is this? It is rolling.
And
it is big.
What is
these wheels?
What
kind of
people
are out of his parts
fire? There's
something else which was surprising about these wheels. Let's read more here. Ezekiel 10, verse 11. Now these ones, they have heads under the wheels. But these are not the four living creatures. I don't know whether they understand me proper. We have the cherubim in the center of the Jerusalem city, in the first heaven. The four living creatures are in the second heaven. For them they have heads up of them. But in their wheels there are no heads. Yet the cherubim have two heads up. And down in the wheels they have four heads there. That's the difference of the cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't know
if you understood it. Who has not understood? If you have not understood, raise your hand. It's not shameful here when you have not understood. So we are making people disciples.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
spoken like this. The cherubim,
they have
two heads, each one with one head up. Under their wheels, they have four heads in each wheel. In the wheels. But the four living creatures, they have four heads up. But in their wheels there are no heads. When we shall read there, we shall be explained proper.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Is there something lacking? That
we
understood it proper. Yes, proceed on. Know what concerns the cherubim. Ezekiel 10, verse 12.
Namabegagawe, Nemikonochia, Nemo Watsovia, Never Namusiga, byali bijjudde amaaso byali bijjudde amaaso enjuyi zonna bannamuziga abo abana be baalina
bannamuziga bano
those wheels they have wings
eno wansera
down in them
ebiwatiro ebibeera bina
those wings are four
eno wansi mu magaali
under the wheels
wabula wakuba bira n'ebiwatiro bibiri
above them they have two wings they
can bibeera binene nnyo kama na watu jo kula
very big as we shall see Ezekiel 10:13
bannamuziga baba baba itanze ngampulira bannamuziga abetolola abakukuka era buli omu yalina obwenyi buna obwenyi obw'olubereberye bwali bwenyi bwa kerubi
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
bannamuziga bawulira
those wheels here
kyobulaba waliyo emitwe ginena
that's why there are four heads there
bakugambye omutwe ogusooka gwe gwa kerubi
truly the first head is of the cherubim
enjawulo
the difference
wakati w'emitwe giri mu magaali ga bakerubi
heads in the wheels of the cherubim
kiba kerubi
that the cherubim
mu magaali gaabo
in their wheels
balinayo omutwe gwa kerubi
they have a head of a cherubim
kubira mu ebina
the four living creature
ekirene bakitaddemu
where is the big it's right there
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus
kubira mu ebina
the four living creatures
tebalinako omutwe gwa kerubi
they have no head of a cherubim there
Simanyo bokategedde
bulo. You understood it.
Kubakerubi
on the cherubim
mu magaliga
in their wheels.
Waliye mitwena.
There are four heads.
Kuliko gwa cherubi.
There is the one of a cherubim.
Kuliko gwa omuntu.
There is one of a human being.
Kuliko gwa emporogoma.
There is one of a lion.
Kuliko gwa empu.
There is one of an eagle.
Kubakategedde bulo.
You have understood it proper.
Mubira mu ebina.
In the four living creatures.
Emitwe jyawe.
Their heads.
Ogwa ogwa kerubi tiguli
the one of the cherubim is not there
bali nako
they have
ogwe mporogoma
the lion
ogwo muntu
of the human being
ogwa kayana
of the calf
kati awali ogwa kayana
now where is the calf from the living
kerubi wali omuntu gwa kerubi
in the cherubim there is the head of a cherubim
ofunye mwenja wu
you've gotten a difference
kubaba no bakerubi
for the cherubim
bali nao awali ogwa awandi baddo ogwa kayana
where would have been the head of a calf
wali omuntu gwa kerubi
is the head of a cherubim brother
kivayo
does it come out
wanati awu katuso makato
now we are studying God
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
tuchitegedde bulungi
you understood it proper
komanyi bobo bisome mu bible
now when you studied in the bible
natolina moyo wakato
you have no spirit of the Lord
bizi soka ne bikubuza buzibe noga ebintu byamuka bibuza
please you and you say God things are confusing
nibyo nabyangwele yategera
but they are all easy one understands
no yafu arabo komanyi
even the ones who sees knowledge
wanutegeza ngere sura yo
munana yeah, we mean Proverbs 8
okutani konyoro okuna no
mukira from verse 4 to down
ntibyo nabyangwe yo eliyo yategera
is it one with understanding
no yafuna okumanya
and the one who gets knowledge
katibike na tufukira byangu bakatu kama tu okumanya
for God gives us knowledge
era no okutegeya
and understanding
ugena kusobola okubinyonyola
abasingo obwo you're going to be able to explain to many people
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Enjawulo.
The difference.
Tujitegedde.
We've understood it.
Mu magali ga bakerubi.
The wheels of the cherubim.
Waliye mitwena.
There are four heads.
Kuliko.
There is.
Ogwa kerubi.
The one of the cherubim.
Kuliko.
There is.
Ogwo muntu.
The head of a human being.
Kuliko.
There is.
Ogwe mporogoma.
The head of a lion.
Nakubako n'ogwe mporogoma.
And there is the head of an eagle.
Wabula ate.
But.
Kumitwe gine egyebiramu ebina.
The four living creatures their heads.
Kulinayo ogwo muntu.
There is the of a human being.
Tuinayo ogwemporogoma.
There is the one of a lion.
Ogwempungu.
Of the eagle.
Tuinayo ogwakayana.
And of the calf.
Enjawulo ogifunye.
You have gotten the difference.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Katoyongere.
Let's proceed on.
Ezekiel sura ya 10 olika 14.
Ezekiel 10 verse 14.
Era kuli omu yalina obwenyi buna. Obwenyi obwenyi obw'olubereberye. Wali bwenyi bwa kerubi.
Obwenyi obuli mu magaali ga bakerubi.
The heads within the cherubim.
Obwenyi obw'okubiri wali bwenyi bwa muntu.
Obwenyi obw'okubiri bwa muntu.
The face of a human being.
Oba gwe tuyita omutwe.
Which you call the head.
Obwenyi obw'okusatu bwenyi bwa mporogoma.
Bwenyi obw'okusatu bwenyi bwa mporogoma.
The third for a lion.
Mu magaali ga bakerubi.
The wheels of the cherubim.
Obwokuna bwenyi bwa mpungu.
The face of a lion, an eagle.
Era bakerubi balinya waggulu. Ekyo kye kiramu
wano ne bakiyita ekiramu.
And here they called it a living creature.
Ekiri wansi magaali gaba kerubi.
Which is in the wheels of the cherubim.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Era magaali gabeera maramu.
And the wheels are living.
Obamu mwoyo wa Katonda.
There is the spirit of the Lord in them.
Mwafu kutuka okujja na yaka mbikondo byettaala.
Gets from there and pours in the lampstands.
Ngapo omulamu mbikondo byettaala. Bakiri wali aliye wali.
Lampstands.
Ne wano zibeerawo musanvu.
But yet there are seven lampstands
there. Tujja kuba nazo tuwolekera okuziraba.
We shall be heading to see them.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Twaga tusoka tumale okumanya ebikwatagane ba kerubi.
We want to know what concerns this cherubim first.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Na inge sikula cha ba kerubi.
But the appearance of the cherubim.
Bwechite bwechiri.
That is how it is.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bobo yakaro okumanya.
If you want to know.
Oburungi.
The beauty.
Obaba kerubi
of the cherubim.
Tugenda kuleta yo kerubi omulala.
We are going to bring another cherubim.
Yali uwo kusatu
yabwa. He was the third who fell.
Gwetumanyi nga sitani
omulala. Whom we know as the devil.
Umulimba wensizo.
The deceiver of the entire world.
Kakano yagwebwa mbwa kerubi.
Now he was chased from being a cherubim.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Yakobebwamu.
He was chased from there.
Era nagwebwa ne muguru.
And was chased from heaven.
Bamufafaganya.
He was disfigured.
Yafuka ekitasaana.
He became something very funny.
Kerubi hono okusatu.
This third cherubim.
Tumusanga mu Ezekiel. Ezekiel sura ne eyekumi.
We find him in Ezekiel 28.
Twagala kumusomako.
We want to read of him.
Ono yagenda okulivilinga.
He's the one who's going to reveal
enfanana yabwe.
The appearance of this cherubim.
Kerubi ono
okusatu. The third one.
Bwe yalaba ekitiibwa ekiri bwe
kityo. When we saw the glory to that extent.
Ye n'atandika ebyolutalo mukulu.
And he began to wage war in heaven.
Yalaba munga ayinza otula mu ntebe ya
Katonda. So that he could fit to see the throne of God.
Okusinziira bwe yali afaanana.
According to how he was appearing.
Songa ne bande bonna baali beekana.
Yet all his colleagues were just like him.
Yes, ye bazi.
Praise Jesus.
Katumusomeko.
Let's read of him.
Tuli bamu manyaka ebirala bingi.
We are to know many secrets concerning him.
Tutandise ndo 10 na olumu.
Ezekiel 28 from verse 11.
Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ekikira ngakyogera nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okunkubagira kabaka wa Tuulo omugambe nti wati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti osa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jjinja ly'omwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako.
Owulire bamwogerako.
You've heard how he's spoken of.
Ne mu Adeni yalinga agendayo.
Even in Eden he used to reach there.
Nga bwe tuwulira mu lubereberye sura y'okusatu.
Like we are in Genesis 3.
Bwe yasingana omuntu mu lusuku
n'omulimba. When he met man in Eden and he deceived him.
Era nga ayitibwa omusoto ogwedda.
And he's called the old serpent.
Twogera ku sitaani.
We speak of the devil.
Yalinga amanyiddwa nga kerubi
w'okusatu. Who was known as the third cherubim.
Erinnya lye bamuyitanga Lucifer.
His name was called Lucifer by then. Ezekiel
28
verse
13.
You've had the different stones. Some of the stones making the city. Like Sardius.
Topazi.
Like topaz.
Tugawuliddeko.
We've heard of them.
Wabula emibiri gyabwe.
But their bodies.
Bw'otuuka no mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
When you reach Jerusalem of heaven.
Osobola okumanya bwe babeera bafaanagana.
You may see how they appear alike.
Basobola okwaka mu kala ezamayinja kumi.
They can shine in 10 colors of 10 different
stones.
They are very glorious. God created them. They manifest their body in every splendor. Now this time.
Bali mu jjinja kyani ayinza otteeba.
They are in which stone right now?
Bali mu topaz.
They are in topaz.
Gwe balabikiramu.
That's why they appear through.
Tulina okubakuba nga balabikira mayinja ago bonna.
To put their images appearing all these different stones.
Simanyo bo kitegeka.
I don't know whether you understood it.
Ebyo kokola mu new generation bingi.
What is to be done in new generation is much.
Ebyo okola bisa mawanga.
And what is to be manifest in the nation.
Okuleta okumanya bingi.
And to bring knowledge is much.
Sinza kubulira give bim me kama kama jiateka mu mutwe.
Cannot tell how many bees God put within me.
Hema nyinto moyo awandi.
But I know that the spirit writes.
Era manyinga na uja kwewunyaga bikuandise.
You too will wonder when he's written them in you.
Ngabwe chitite ero bo yatandika
ko. As it is today as it began on us.
Bibera bingi ne okutawulira buzito.
There are many but you don't feel their weight. My head is not heavy when I throw it down. It's a normal head.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Bakugambye.
They have told you.
Bali bakulira mu mayinja.
They were made in different stones.
Era bana abasigala bwe batwe bali.
And all the who remained are like that.
Ne wankubadde oli omulala yagwa.
But though the one who fell.
Bamufuula ekisirizi.
He was made a dust.
It does. Something which has been burnt. Ash. It became ash-like.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Okusinza bitumusomako mu Zakaria suri yokusa.
According to what we study in Zakaria 3.
Jukira masakati gaba kerubi.
Remember in the midst of the cherubim, there is a fire.
Bwe yamala okubanga ayononesa.
After he got corrupted,
omuliro gwamuyita mbwisi.
The fire penetrated through him.
Okuva kwole mamuyita chi dragon.
Then he was called a dragon.
Kubanga yafusiwa fusi
bwe chetu. He was to become something else.
Yakoli mirwa.
He was cast.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sigenda nokubanga njogera nnyo kubimukwata
ke nyo kati what concerns much for
him. Tulaba malaika
abako. When we shall see fallen angels.
Otujjo kumulabira mu
bujju. When we shall see the fullness of him.
Biche byamu bako.
What happened on him?
Yalimba ati aba malaika.
How did he deceive angels?
Era yakankala nyati omuntu.
How did he mess a human being in a garden?
Tulaba malaika abako. Mukasera bwetunalabira ba malaika
abako. In the time we shall see fallen angels.
Wano tugezaako okumujja yoko tumukole.
We try to bring a little of him.
Kubanga twagala okutegeeza.
We want to make you know.
Tibwentuka mu kibuga kino Yerusalemu.
When I reach Jerusalem of heaven.
Baraga ebyafaayo bya kerubi owokusatu.
They showed the record of the third cherubim.
Omanyi oyingira Katonda.
You know God.
Ebintu byonna yabitereka wali.
All things kept the records are there.
We twatukawo.
When we reached there.
Banzizayo ngaakyaliwo.
They took me back in the era when was existing.
Byali afanana
how he was looking
ngaba nnebwe nyinyi
just like his other colleagues
na checha amovira ko
and what caused him
na atandiko kubachitayo wechi
begin to be a father of sin.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Amalada
the pride
ga kulembere echigo
it led a fall.
Yera bidanti wali ya mutonzi.
He forgot there is someone who created him.
Oburungi bonna bwe yalimu.
All the beauty was within.
Bwatumula ko homulandiye
when he looked at one homeland
ajifana na
mayinja just like it is splendid.
Watunulire ndala
sadia. When he looks at the other sadias,
tarabiya.
So he
sobolero kumasamasanga.
Can still gladder like this.
Kanze katonde yajitonda byonna byava mu.
Thought it was God who created them, they all came from him.
Ile Bible yeraga ntine yeyogera ko mbu katonda.
Bible says he spoke himself of being God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kati bino twagala okumanyira ddala ebya.
We want to know separate.
Ebikwatagana ekibuga kino Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
This is the Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekisinga omugulu erisooka.
Which is found in the first heaven.
Mu kitundu ekyawaku.
In the realm above.
Eryeggulu eridiira lino eryaffe tulengera eryaggulu.
The heaven next to ours, the blue which we see up there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Katweyongere.
Ezekiel 28 verse 13.
Mvulide bulunja abayi.
You had all the stones.
Kuliko sadias.
There is sadias.
Kuliko topaz.
There is topaz.
Sadias yaliwa.
Sadias.
Uno wano.
Is right there.
Basu bulo kwaka ne kale eno.
They can shine this color.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Basu bulo kwaka eno.
They can shine that one.
Basu bulo kwaka eno.
They can shine that one.
Basu bulo kwagala okwaka nawandagalo.
They can shine this one.
If we say emerald.
Emerald.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kwekambe chitiba chibali muwali.
The glory there within.
Erabo otuka wali.
And when you reach there.
Tolema bulemi kusinza katonda na kuwebaza.
You cannot fail to worship and thank God.
Wali tebebaza moto kakubanga.
They don't thank for a car because.
Tebebaza mayumba kubanga chibuka bachi zimba. They don't
thank houses for it. It was already built.
Tebebaza mkamo tuzi imbira enyumba.
But thank God for building a house. Tebebaza
mkamo bazi imbira Jerusalem.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Tebebaza chitiba mkama inu. Ngaba kerubi banjirina.
The glory how beautiful the cherubim are.
Yebo kawa tunatua kuwa malaika bebafana mpili guwavu.
How angels appear in their body.
Bebaza orwebi
they thank of the things upon them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ninga bakerubi bako libanga banjiriro kama.
The cherubims were made when it looked very nice.
Waruru ibateka kama injago na nomulawe no
ngaya kati. All the stones and the
beautiful
appear. Unaya kabwati. Each one appears in a different color. And you look at the glory of God and you worship him for that.
Nekati feno mune tusinza
lwa
motoka.
We are worship because of cars.
Bo jifuna noga mukama.
When you get this
sala. I am going
to sing a special song for you.
Mume njagara kuyimba.
I want to sing a special.
Akayimba akenja
ura. A special song.
Mukama nkozi so
good. God has done me good.
Temumanyi.
You don't know.
Kwata abuze bigere.
You walked.
Nene nakati aka.
But right now.
Nina aka motoka ka.
I have my car.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you
for thanking God for that.
But the greater
ones, how come you never thanked him for them? The oxygen you breathe every day. The salvation is given you. Do you know the price for it?
People
know the price of salvation. They are the ones in hell right now.
bamanyi omuwendo
gw'obulokozi
abaliyo bagamba
they in hell say
tuzeyo ku nsi bwati tusule kasasi
on earth at least it has been beggars on the dust
tusuleyo kasasi leo nga tusabiriza sabiriza naye nga tusobodde okufunayo akaseera
k'okwenda
tufune obulokozi
and we get salvation
naye nga munaye tekikyasoboka
but it's more impossible Ezekiel 28:13 They even had gold. The one you see in the midst of the city. They also had gold and could shine like that. Do you know why this
girl
first looked? Most of the things around Jerusalem, they are like within him. Maybe they came from me, I am the God.
He
never looked at his colleagues and asked, how comes you resemble me? Today it is like this. Look at your fellow people. You breathe the same oxygen with them. But you make them worship you. You are serving me, not God.
They
will say that. They say, I'm the one who serves God. You are rather serving me. And you are serving my God. You breathe the oxygen like ours. This is the madness the devil did. His colleagues are like him, but he's never thought of that.
Kubanga newankubadde ng'ogamba olina byo
w'amaani
era omutume w'amaani
ffenna
tugenda mu ttoyi
ate
wuliriza kino otambula ne kagundiko kano kapoti kaki akadoli simanyi oba wafuuka omutume oba nabbi akadoli n'okajjamu n'okateeka abwe
You all those parts cease to be within you.
Tokyakuŋŋaanya
gather people within you. There is nothing much we
are.
Our glory is unto God. He sends us a complete body from heaven, which has nothing like those funny parts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let me
tell you, the third cherub.
He
never looked at his colleagues and asked, we look alike. Now, what am I thinking of myself? Where have I gotten it from? Bible warns us and says, do not think yourself beyond the measure you are given. Look and look at others. Look at yourself. Praise Jesus.
But
even though you deceive how and do what? All. The glory comes from God alone. The Bible says, he who thinks to be the head, let him be honored within the Lord if he needs glory. Not for their own sake. Ezekiel
28:13.
When
they were created in the cherubim, they were created with a system of music instruments. And when you reach there, you cannot say system put there physically. But you hear in the time of worship and praise. You hear nice sounding music instruments there. And they fly within a space worshiping from there. And they are worshiping God from the space. But there is space.
But
the music instruments from the cherubim. The system is from here to far. They just change. That's why the when he captures musicians, what he does to them. Now he entered the church.
It
makes them dance and you wonder. They dance and they get down. And they are dancing a b-boy and all those dances. And the trousers that have been patched. That they are in the church. That they have the anointing of singing. But they have the anointing of singing of the devil. Not of the cherubim who remained.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. This cherubim, they have that music system. Even the other fell had it. Each one was taking over three homelands.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But these two,
Bali Bamokirako. Yes, yes.
The three were governed by the two. He was taking over three homelands.
A
third of the angels, he caused them to fall. Praise Jesus. Most of them were coming from the homelands he was leading. He was leading in praise and worship. Central is a very big place. I tell you, only one will is equated to our planet Earth. Now you think where they have occupied, how big it is.
Now when you're
there, you feel the others are worshipping from there and it's submitting from there. Even the other homelands are worshipping their own. Each homeland releases its worship. It's very big.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the taking of this never the order of God. It remained intact. They had foreseen him long time. They never counted him even on the foundations of Jerusalem.
But
the Lord says he knows he is. He had foreseen him. Nothing changed in Jerusalem, which was.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What we are going to call.
Let's proceed on here. Ezekiel 28 verse 14. He was a cherubim who was anointed and was ordained. For that. He was covering what? They were watching over the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, and the golden altar. It was homeland stretching the door of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like you see in this image here. He was in these three homelands. Looking towards the door of heaven. That is why moving and coming out to and fro in the world. He is sending himself.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. You began to understand proper. He was not watching behind, but he was close to the door. It eased him. God to use these two other cherubim to shut the northern door. But they were on the other hand, close to that door. I don't know if you have understood.
These cherubim
shut the door to the garden up, reaching the garden.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are to know what concerns them much. We are to know our home in heaven.
It's very
to claim your home is in heaven and you don't know anything there. And you want to go there. When they ask you what is there, you don't know anything there. And you've gone 7 years. But there's nothing you know up there. They ask you, are you going? I'm in heaven. Bible says somewhere. Be ready to explain your hope.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But you cannot even explain how your hope appears. Let's proceed on. Ezekiel 28 verse 14. He was watching over the altar. This altar in the midst of the cherubims. Ezekiel 10 showed it to us. From verse 1 unto 5. We saw the altar in the midst of the
cherubims.
When he saw he could even move within the fire. You know, fire comes from the altar. And it pours all over
The rubbing of fire right there.
Yet
when he still had the spirit of the Lord, but when he was brushed off, fire spread all over him and burnt the whole of him, and he made him a dust. Like we hear in Zechariah 3, a curse did him wrongly. Fire was supposed to spread through him. That's why the lake of fire is to work on him. Praise Jesus. Bible says in Psalms 109, that was filled with a curse in the entire body. Praise Jesus. That is what was upon this cherubim. Let's proceed on. Some of the secrets concerning the cherubims. Ezekiel 28:15. That mountain Sinai, that's where the laws come from.
Or
what we call the Ark of the Covenant. When you join that altar and the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat, it is a tall mountain. That is why it's called a mountain. And it tells you, I expel you from the mountain of God. They first took him off being the cherubim. Many past years. All the entire BC. Before the birth of Christ on earth. He could still go in heaven and get back here. But the cherubim position had been chased out of there. From when Adam fell in Genesis chapter 3, this too was cast from being a cherubim.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Ezekiel 28:16.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That was from the position of a cherubim after he had burnt him with fire. When
he
was an anointed cherubim, he had gotten from the seven spirits of the Lord. But the Lord sourced him off. Now the cherubims who remained, the anointed cherubim we have so far, them are gathered this fullness of the Spirit of the Lord. They are like the step down transformers of God's power. Like when electricity comes from the dam in the Nile, they are step up transformers. They lift it to spread
far.
When it comes in your house, they are step down transformers which bring it to your house to fit. Now the power of the Holy Spirit in the fourth, when they come from the fourth, third heaven,
as
in the seven colors of rainbow, they get down to the following creatures and they come within the two cherubim and they appear within the lampstands. After that they are sent in planet
earth
and they have reduced it. The Spirit of the Lord comes as he is in heaven. In human being, no one can hold him as he is. It means you're going to burst in two pieces. That's why they just measure a portion of him. And one day Elisha asked Elijah, told him, you have asked a hard thing for my spirit. Won't you burst in pieces? Wait, when you see me ascending,
if it's possible,
God will give him to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he was given to. But what surprises? No one was able to ask.
kubanga yandi tute yali gaha
for the one who was to take over was Gehazi
naye naba muruvu nnyo mu byafuna
but he was so greedy within things of gaining
amafuta gari ne gasigara olw'okuba gali mayitirivu
other night remained
though magumba ne musomyo mwonna yali yajula jula
mu bones that in marrow it was filled with that anointing
jukira amafuta mukigera
remember anointing in measure
gali nakubera ku mwoyo
must be on your spirit
that concentrating ku mwoyo
it concentrates on your spirit in its measure
negano lokubaga kushamiru
yebiki
gaita mu magumba gonna mu somyo
kwenda the bones and the marrows of this man
kati bwafa
even when he died
echikere echo moyo nechigenda na
gaja
akali ku moyo
went with the spirit of
the wa wa wasikali obutunto mu magumba
now another anointed remained in his body
chovura ba musura ko mulamba onde
kula mu a dead body was put on that body and it rose again
echikere echo tufu echo moyo
the right measure of the spirit
moyo mutukufu
the holy spirit
yamugwe ye kwatagana no moyo gwo
he connects with your spirit within you
yebarumye sura iyo munana
Romans 8
kukutandika kuluwo kuna
from verse 4
paka ule 10
to 14
aina kukwatagana na moyo
must connect with your
spirit kapiruo saba
now when you pray
na connecting na mikono jo
connects with your hands
no wonya no zukiza
and you raise the dead
nebu utukanga ujude jude
wewe na wewe you are all filled with the spirit
ulini bwakwe kona ko bwe
if this someone
ngatonda bakusaba watukusaba kitu
before you pray anything
abayi nakuona bwo
he must be healed
oyeye mukama afa yesu
that is the Lord Jesus
bible yegama
bible says
we awe bwo moyo tebamupimira
the spirit was without measure
bayi wamu buyi
they just poured within him the full of
jukira ye mukama
remember his Lord is the own of the spirit
musoma mu Yohana sura
isoka John first
bamu omoyo tebamugera
his given spirit is without measure
oyo nebo mukona ko bukoyo
even if you touch him like that
nebo yita mukisikirize chega ba Paul
nebo jibali shadow like their poles they had reached that measure
obo wona bubo
you are healed
yesu yebo
praise Jesus
nayenga bano bakerubi
but this cherubim
they were stepped down
they are the stepped down
bebaga bakendezo moyo
they reduced the spirit
na tukaje tuli
and it reaches
nga iyo ya kutusubura
kuba is the one we can sustain
yesu yebo
praise Jesus
bibibitibwa obaza oyeza
kwa
katondo obulabikira kwa kerubi
God which appears through the cherubim
abasigara wababiri
the ones who remained were two
yes yebo sibwe
praise Jesus so much
ebikwatagane bakerubi bano
concerns the cherubim
echo to cha katondo
the altar of God
sanduke ne yamateka
ark of the covenant
nentebe yechisa
and the mercy seat
bino byaletebwa ako okuwano ku nsimbi fana byabyo
ever brought in on earth in their images
mugwanga eri Israel
the nation of Israel
wabula
but
ensonga ebikomeza
the reason why they have been brought back
mugwanga eri Uganda
the nation of Uganda
kubanga twayitibwa
because we were called
okolo mlimo ogwo
to do that mission
chemutero okulira chenjogera ko
what you always hear what I speak about
okwitibwa kwe gwanga lya Uganda
the nation of Uganda
nenda gano ne Katonda
the covenant we made with God
mulembe guno gwa AD
this is era of AD
ngawe byali ku Israel
like it was on Israel in BC
tibyonne byala bikira mugwanga lili
people which appeared within Israel
kama atabi komeza mu kitiwe ekikubisido emirundi ebiri
God has restored it in a glory multiplied two times
mubifana nyibyabyo
in their images
mazima gabyo
in their truth
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
eranga kino mukama yakisubi
this God promised it
ngabe tugendo kulaba
as we are going to see
mifana nyibyabyo byali tibwa ku
this images brought on earth
ngabe tukwataganyira ngabe biri mugu
as we connect with that is in heaven
yesu bisa bino bwati
he promised this like this
muchama teka satu mubira biri mu
Deuteronomy 32:21
yagamba bwati
said this
njagala kulaga ebyasubizwa
I want to show you what was promised
okutoka ku ferero wetu
to reach to us where we are right now
abiri mu rumuna kokirira
muchama teka sura ya 13
Deuteronomy 32 from verse 21
Banko asanga obujja necho ekitali katonda Bansungu asanga nebigambo byabo ebitali imu Nage ndibakwasa obujja eliyabo abatali gwanga Ndibasungu asane gwanga esirusiru Kumanga omuyo gukoledde mu busungu bwange Era gwase okutuuka mu magombe agawanse nnyo Era gwocha ensi nechengera chayo. Era gukolezisa ensozi muzisibuka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba alibakwasa ne obujja.
Said we make them jealousy.
Ne kwange sirusiru.
With a foolish nation.
Kakati wotunulira ebintu bino.
You look at the things.
Ne ngeri wotufana mu Uganda.
The way we look as Uganda.
Kugama amagezi genyine.
Now the wisdom.
Era ulababurabi.
You also just see us clear.
alonze ye gwange lili awo tasubira mu wadde
nation which is least expected
ate yo mu Afrika
in Africa deep
bebaga mbaba werekira abazungu okulaba katonda
they who they used to say that we escorted the whites to see God
akati katonda
now go
ye agama
he says no
abo kati be bantu ba
they are my people right now
okusobola okwasa amawanga gonna
obuggya
era katonda obikkula ebyama bino
byonnanjagala
osseeyo omwoyo nga gwe
ugandane
bonna abaagala katonda mu nsi
yonna
okubikkula ebyama bya katonda
guno
mulimu gwaffe twayitibwa
mukimani
era okutibwa kwe eggwanga kukolebwako kufulume nga kumaze okutegekebwa
obulungiwadde
mwe mulabanga ekyasirika tekyasirika
mukama
afumba ategeka
is preparing.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus.
He
doesn't want us to do us like we're in prayer mountain. He told us when we are called. But we had nothing to offer unto nations. And the call was shut down. This time it will never be shut down.
In
the name of Master Jesus. That's why he has prepared messages to first be available. He is training. He wants to release people.
By the time
it releases the call,
and it
takes you to move. I pray you prepare yourself.
In
the name of Master Jesus. But he promised. With a nation without understanding, after filled with understanding,
ogenda geno nyonyolera mustandi eragemyo musavuja
and explain the service with the Lord. But Israel they don't know.
Musiyo nate bachimani
the tower they don't know.
Oya garo chigesa genda ku internet.
If you want to just go on the internet and search it out.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Mhm. Tuli mu Samuel echo kubiri abiri mu biri.
2 Samuel 22, verse 44
and
46. I wanted to show you
that
we reveal things in heaven, but only the things, as we see the cherubims, must see the Ark of the Covenant, the altar of God, the lampstand, the seven spirits, angels in the seven groups. They were revealed in the nation of Israel. In the seasons of BC and the beginning of AD. But they had been swiped out from the people for them who bring his glory in the latter days. The nation he promised, the foolish nation, to bring them. It was to get understanding to bring out the things. This is Uganda. We speak of. We are going to continue to speak of it. Let us see.
Samuel chokubiri abiri mubiri onyulwana mu mukaga
2 Samuel 22,
44 to 46
Samuel chokubiri sura ya 22 onyulwana mu mukaga twana munya era omponyesa mukuwakana kwa bantu bange no kuuma okuba omutwe.
The Lord was speaking of this. That you have saved me, delivered me from the attack of my very own people. They have made a lot of chaos on me. You remember him.
He spoke Matthew 23.
Jerusalem was stoning prophets sent to them, and even the wise men. Himself they argued with him as a king.
We
speak of Jerusalem,
we
speak of Israel. But he had prayed a prayer and he said, you have delivered me from them. For Jesus told them, you are not going to see me anymore until you speak. Glory is you cut the name of the Lord. He told them, your house has been left desolate to you.
That's
Israel, from when Jesus left the world, they are in wars they have never settled. That's why they say that when they leave a house desolate,
everything
can creep within and do whatever it wants. They have never understood again. Where did our God go? He used to fight for us. They were blinded.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
because God brings back his glory,
and
he wants to fulfill what he promised on them,
that
I'll make you envious with a foolish nation which has no understanding. Understanding, and you will wonder. We to bring the
servants
of the kingdom of heaven, we fulfill the promise of God unto the nation Israel, and we try to call them to come back to God. Praise Jesus.
If
they would never believe Christ,
it is
the moment their eyes to open
that they may
accept the Master Jesus. Second Samuel 22 verse 44.
People
and we've never known him.
Some
people have never known him. They are going to come out and be subject, serve me. And
they've
never known me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As you see us, Uganda. Now where do you get this you? What is happening?
Sure
that heaven to the third heaven. I hear above the heaven. There is a new heaven. And what exactly is this? A nation which has never known him. Before he reaches the other nation,
he
promised he's going to pass the nations. That's why you
when
see when he came from Israel,
Roma,
he entered Rome. And they changed his church, and they gave it the Roman Catholic Church.
Even
the left of the kingdom of God. He passed through Martin Luther. He entered England. They changed the church of the Lord. And they called it the church of England. And they changed the gospel of the kingdom. And he left there. He entered America. They changed this church. And they began to call and claim them. They changed the gospel. And they preached of the things of the world. And they left the one of the kingdom of heaven.
He began to
promise moving, getting out.
Prophecies
began to be released. 2:19. When God was
doing
the last work in
Africa.
But he had prepared his nation. The one he promised us,
I'll
make you envious with a foolish nation. Now when we go to see images of things in heaven revealed in Israel, the cherubim, the mercy
seat,
the covenant, the golden altar of God, the lampstand,
sharing
with the seven spirits of God.
Why
has he brought them passing through Uganda? For so he had promised it that I
will
make them envious with a foolish nation without understanding.
We don't get it.
2 Samuel 22 from 45. As soon as we've just heard him, when the master reaches Israel,
he
was never able to take salvation, and the Lord moved away and he entered Rome. When they troubled him, he entered England. When America's messed up, he's entered Africa.
The
past many years,
1995,
he proved through Apostle Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain
World Trumpet Mission.
World Trumpet Mission. That this nation has that
call.
You are not known, but right now, this time alone, must understand them in the name of Jesus. Second Samuel 22 verse 45.
banagwanga bali kuwelela era bali bamwifo byawe ebyekyama nga bakankana mukama mulamu era lwazi wange atenderezebwe agulumizibwe Katonda owolwazi olw'obulokozi bwange ye Katonda ampanirira ye Katonda ampalanira eggwanga nassa amawanga wansi wange
tumanyi nga amawanga gonna gasi wansi wa mukama
era
nga kitaffe yagasayo
Isaiya
6:5 yayogera bw'ati tukyayogera bino nga
tweteekateeka
okugenda okulaba ebifaananyi by'ebyomuggulu nga byaleetebwa ku
nsi
bakerubi baali batebwako wano
nebakolebwako
entebe y'ekisa
essanduuko
ey'amateeka
n'ekyoto
kya
Katonda
wabula n'olwatero bikyaliyo mu kibuga
Yerusaalemi
eky'omuggulu Musa gye yalaba n'aleeta ebyo ku
nsi
naye nga bisiŋŋanibwa mu kibuga Yerusaalemi
ekyomuggulumasekkati
gaakyo katweyongereyo
olunya
olusooka n'olwokubiri
mbuzibwako abo abatambuuzangako ndabiddwa abo abatannoonyanga nagamba nti ndaba ng'eggwanga
eggwanga eritatuumibwanga
linnya
kati Katonda yasalawo n'ajja mu bumwa
bwaffe
ne tugamba
lwa
Katonda
ne ku b'ensi yaffe
si ffe twabyegamba
yeye
yajja
n'agamba nze
Katonda
nzize
wano
Uganda
mumpeereze era kiri mu ndagaano
yaffe
tuyita
Uganda motto
tugenda yimirirawo
ku lwa
Katonda
ne
ku b'ensi
yaffe
America eba
ekyagamba
in God we trust
ffe
twagamba tetumwesiga
bwesi
n'okuyimirirawo tulina
oyimirira
abaala nga
bamuvaako
ye Uganda alina osigala nga yimirirawo ku
lulwe
kyonvulaba Katonda yasalawo yeesigisa
ebigambo
abiyete mu ggwanga lyaffe kubanga muli twagamba tujja
kuyimirawo
era kankano kye kiseera
Uganda
yenna agolokoke atuukirize ebyeyamo bwe kiseera kya kutuukiriza
bweyamo
era ne mukusaba kuliko twasabanga tugiyita school
prayer
nti eringwe mukama tukyukira ddala n'omutima ebyo mwabirekeyo mwali
musomo erigwe nze nkyukira ddala n'omutima gwange
musaale eyo tukyukira ddala omutima gwaffe byonna bw'ogenda
okubitunuulira
biraga ng'endagaano eryenywerera
ddala
era nga kyovula kankano
yasalawo
okubikula ebyama
bye
kubanga twamulaga tujja kukyuka n'omutima gwaffe
gwonna
tuyimirirewo ku lulwo
ngololedde emikono gyange kusibya obudde abantu abajeemu abatambulira mu kkubo eritali ddungi
nti ebbanga lona yibala agamba isirayiri
mujjeane
mujje
mumpeerezi
ye mukama waffe
yesu
naye nga buli kiseera
bamukaayanya
bw'otunulira entambula ya isirayiri okuva ku ntandikwa
bebawakanya
katonda okutuukira ddala ne leero ne bwe yazaalibwa ano
kusinaybi
abasinga tebamukkiriza era bamulinda mbu ajja atuule ku
ntebebwe
balinda
mulala
era bagamba nti alina okujja n'atuula mu ntebe
naga
abantu bano bamutawanja
nnyo
wabula kye kiseera
bazibuka
amaaso naye mulimu gwe
Uganda
okuyamba isirayiri n'amawanga
gonna
okutegeera
Katonda
kubanga Katonda atubikkulira kankana
ebintu bingi.
Isaiah 65 verse 2.
Owulidde bulungi kye baakolanga.
Wanoberi
imbanga mbu
tebali ya mbisi. They used to see the
rain
pigs. That it was detestable.
Ne badde eri mu malalo ne
bagirya. And they went to the graves, they ate it.
Nagamba muli babbi.
How do you see your thieves?
Eno mugamba ya muzizo.
Yeah, you saw it's detestable.
Bwe mudde eri ne mugibba ne mugirya.
Eat it.
Jukira bagamba levi 10
ne. Remember Leviticus 11.
Ya muzizo je muli.
It was detestable to you.
Seri ye katonda.
Not unto him God.
Katibu we bakifule yo
muzizo. Now when they made it.
Ati ne batoloka ne badda mu malalo ne bagirya.
They turned it within the graves.
Ne bafuna na amaziga abo
matukufu. And they got even the holy waters.
Katonda kye yali ajja yawo
sigamba
gwali mu kibi naye agamba munnimba eno bwe yamuzizo bwe mumala mudde eri mu malaalo ne
mugiriireeyo
naye nga tumanyi ebintu byekulubira ebiri yatonda
byonna
ate nga no beegamba buli kye beefuula eno nga kyeyali abafunanga beefuule n'abatukuvu mu
bantu
ne bakola ebintu Yes,
praise Jesus.
After
the master reached
out,
I wanted to share
later
how God does not reveal secrets in
Uganda even
though they began in Israel. How did it ever come?
After
I told them all these words, when the master reaches out, Matthew 23, he said this,
to fulfill
all scriptures we've read.
Asatu Musa mpaka asatu mweda.
Matthew 23 from verse 37.
Yerusalemi.
We speak of Jerusalem of
earth,
which is found in Israel.
Yerusalemi. Ataba nabi. That
the prophets they were sent to,
he
would kill them with stones. Remember how they did to Jeremiah.
And the
Zacharias they killed on the altars.
Mirundi mingi.
Many times.
Yayagala ngokuba
kunganya. He wanted to gather them.
Ye mukama ave
mwenyewe Yesu. The Lord Jesus himself.
Bote baamanya.
They never knew.
Ye yali ayogera nabo okuvedda.
He was the one speaking with them from the long time.
Ne bamanya nti yasinga na Ibrahim.
They never knew he met Abraham.
Kubanga tuna mulubereberere
ku ndala. We look at Genesis 15.
Ekigambo kya mukama ne kigira Ibrahim.
The word of the Lord came to Abraham.
Ne kyogera naye.
And it spoke with him.
Ne kimugamba Ibrahim.
He told him Abraham.
Totia.
Fear not.
Kubanga nze ngaboyo.
For I am your shield.
Era nze mperayo.
I am your great reward.
Ibrahim na
Abraham told him,
"Oh
Lord,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Even
John
1:14,
the one clothed the flesh appeared to us.
We saw him
in the glory of the Son.
He was begotten
by the one true God,
the Father,
filled with grace and truth.
The one appeared
to us like that."
Ekisooka
3:16, Bible
says,
without compromise,
ekyama ky'okutya Katonda
kyekino,
yayambala omubiri,
God clothed the flesh,
n'alabisibwa gye tuli,
and he appeared to us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kigambo ono,
this word,
yeyogeranga nabera
ne yabwe Ibrahim, speak with them through Abraham.
Era yabagamu Yokana,
he told them in John,
esuli yomunana,
John chapter 8,
okuba kurasa tumwe 2,
from 32,
paka 5
musa, and to 53,
ndi Ibrahim ngata naba kubawo nga wendi,
before Abraham was, I was existing.
Ne bagana,
and they refused, it is not you.
Tona weza miaka 50,
you not yet 50 years old.
Ogambo tamu,
how dare you claim you were there?
Ne bakwata mainja bakubi,
and they got stones to stone him.
Nali yokabagamba,
he told them,
uliriza wone.
Listen these words. I don't choose Israel. We try to show them the mistakes then.
katonda alyoka agirekenga
mujulira leo. To leave them the way they are right now.
Bajikubye ne bakola mwe bati.
Beaten them, they have
bajigabana gabana
yona. They have divided them among nations.
Mhm.
Matthew 23 verse 38. He told them, let me tell you, ever since you've learned all the things, your left house has been left
Israel.
Israelite borders, all the angels were removed from their borders. The wizards, all form of evil entered Israel. You know, desolate land. Can you refuse anything to enter within it?
Baba Kuba.
They beat them.
Hitler
treated them dangerously. He used to get them and he wanted long hair from them.
But
he would take them in rooms and melt them. And he would just get the air out of them life. He took them.
And
he tested whether oil can work as blood on a human being. And he's testing on children of Israel. Many others did a lot of evil on them. And they scattered many nations. But they have never gone back to God to ask what is troubling us. Where did you go used to fight for us a long time? For in the past season, even when he scattered them, we'll get and gather them. When they understood the mistakes they've done. Like when the sons of Daniel and Nehemiah,
he
scattered them through Nebuchadnezzar.
But
he gathered them up. When they understood the mistakes that they did, what Israel need to know is one, and all nations of the world, that you came in the world is God himself, our Master Jesus.
The Bible
speaks of him in John, John chapter 1, that he came in the world. The world was created by him. He came in his own, but they in his own territory never accepted him. They who believed him,
he
gave them right to become children of God. Praise Jesus. Now the word is this. He told them, I've left your house desolate for you. And they began to beat them.
And we
want to reach this message to them. Praise Jesus. Let them get back to God. He's going to come back and be for them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Matthew 23 verse 39. He told them, when I leave this world, you never see me again. Have they ever seen God again?
Matthew 23:39.
Until you will accept that I came in the name of the Father. And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Is it how
he told us in John 14, 6 to 14?
And if
you've seen me, you've already seen the Father.
And
I came in his name until they believe. The moment has come
to
them to believe, God is going to get on their side.
Katugende. Let's
go to Acts 28.
Tugende ko kuwa 19. Twagala kulaga Katonda nga asimbudde okuva Isirayiri.
We want to show God more.
Ayingira Roma.
Entering Rome.
Bino ngenda biyitamu.
Why it's taken us here? We are going to see how God brought the things we're studying right now in the nation of Israel in BC. And why
he
brought them passing through Uganda. He is sent farewell to Israel. He told them, you never see me until you speak.